This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Omar Navarro is running against the anti-American frothing gangster kingpin Cujo, also known as the globalist motormouth, Maxine Waters. He's going to be popping in bottom of the next hour to talk about all her antics. And we've got Milo here in studio working on a bunch of stuff. We're thinking about going out and working on a special report today after the broadcast as well. So stay tuned for that. Not going to announce what it is yet, obviously. But we're going to be busy little beavers. So Milo Yiannopoulos is going to be in studio with us coming up in about 30 minutes. I told myself I'm going to be calm, at least for this foreseeable future, because I let myself look at all this news and get wound up. But I thought, why not just have some of the nice, calm Alex? And, you know, in the last hour, I think on a scale of 1 to 10, my most obnoxious, I was about a 3. So we're going to see if I can be a good boy today, because there is no producer in charge of me. Maybe there should be. But I just... These subjects are so heady, so powerful, so big, so serious that the times are so important that I've raised the alarm with the hysterics. And we should be hysterical about a lot of the things happening to get people out of their trance. But there's also a time, I think, to be smooth. And I think I'm going to try to be a little smoother, at least here and there. But we'll see. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. But here's Netanyahu on the historic opening of the U.S. embassy and Trump's announcement that he wants a big peace deal and economic development for the Palestinians. But, of course, there's nothing like being victims and drama queening, so I don't expect they're going to accept the deal, but don't say Trump isn't going to try to give them their fattest deal ever. That, of course, will be summarily torn up and urinated all over. But, hey, that's what it is. I'm just not into the whole cause celeb thing for Palestine. I've been bullied and brainwashed my whole life about it, and I reject it. But I'm also not a cult follower of Israel either. I just don't want to blow them off the map like George Soros does. It's a lot of good people over there. And they've got hundreds of nuclear weapons, so they're not going anywhere. Know about the Samson option? Bring the whole house down? Yeah. Keep dreaming, Soros. Keep dreaming, devil pope. You're not bringing Israel down, scum. See, that'll make you really align, because the very same dirtbags are trying to destroy me. They're trying to destroy Israel. And that really makes you pull back. You know, I have the exact same enemies. Why have I been bullied into not being more pro-Israel? Because my enemies know I'm not anti-Israel. They know I support Israel. It's just I don't worship it like a Christian Zionist. I mean, I've got a lot of family, you know, and people that are, you know, big, I guess you'd call it Baptist or almost evangelical. I mean, I went to both Baptist and evangelical churches growing up as a kid. And I mean, yeah, they're more pro-Israel people that live in Israel, some of those folks. And it gets a little, you know, crazy, and the world's ending every year, and oh, my God, it's the end of the world, and they got to run to Israel to pray because everything's going to get blown up. You know, there's that extreme over there, not really close family or anything, but not my mom or dad. I guess a lot of close family, you could call them Christian Zionists. So I grew up with that giving me a headache. And then all the leftist Jews running around calling everybody an anti-Semite if they're pro-America, that gets really old. And then you've got all the Muslim groups trying to bully you into being anti-Israel, that gets old. And George Soros trying to bully you into it, and I'm just sick of it. Everybody keeps saying I work for Israel. I'm going to do a trip in the next year. I'm going to Israel and I'm going to Russia because I'm not against either one of them, and I also don't work for them. I'm an American. My family helped found this thing. That's who I serve. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't normally get into the Stormy Daniels thing because she never alleged abuse. And you know, you can tell that Melania is a pretty wild number herself. I mean, if she was a car, she'd have like 5,000 horsepower. If anything, the Stormy Daniels was a 10 steps down. I mean, my God, what a woman, Melania. Have a woman like that, that's all you need right there, right? But whatever, we didn't elect Trump to be a choir boy. We elect him to get stuff done. He's not a hypocrite. If he got up there and talked about family values all day long and swore he'd never cheated on his wife or never had a girlfriend, I'd be really angry. But guess what? He didn't ever do that. Just like he keeps fulfilling his promises, just like he keeps delivering on what he says he'll do, doesn't mean I agree with all of it. I disagree with about 10%. But I really agree with, you know, what you told me you're going to do or really try. Man, that's so valuable. I grew up in Texas when Texas was still Texas. And where men were men and women were women. And if you ever lied to somebody after you were a teenager, because teenagers all kind of fib and stuff, just no one would ever even be around you. I mean, just, the value is in people knowing that guy's a rock. I want to be known as a rock. I want people to know, hey, Jones says something, he's going to really do it. That's my currency. Like Tony Montana says, there's only two things you got in this world, and I won't break them for anybody. My word or my huevos. And that's the truth. And that is really all you got at the end of the day. And that's why Trump is so refreshing. In fact, I hardly ever do this. I'm going to play Kushner twice. Wow, why is it Kushner been speaking? He looks pretty authoritative, looks strong, got a nice gleam in the eye. Sounds nervous, but hey, man, get over it, bro. You come off strong. And again, take Israel out of the equation here. Trump said he'd do this. He did it. That's why North Korea knows you give up your nukes, we're going to put in power stations all over your country, and the South's ready to totally develop you. Within 15 years after the Korean War, it was already one of the richest countries in the world. The entire South was basically leveled. Millions dead. It's the most productive country in the world. The North is the most unproductive. That's communism versus capitalism, again, screaming out at everybody. I saw some idiot article saying, Alex Jones says Iceland doesn't exist. And I read it, and it's like, Jones claims there's no successful socialist or communist countries, but Iceland's successful. Actually, contrary, the only socialist countries that are successful are Northern European, homogenous, Ice Age populations, which are very high rates of OCD, very high rates of the trains are all on time. Everybody is extremely neurotic genetically, because if you went outside 5 minutes too long in the genetic background of those people, you were dead. They're always finding, you know, people buried in the ice up there in their little furs and the little group of fish they had on their side or whatever, flash frozen. You know, back from the Ice Age, just 10,000 years ago, covered in ice year-round, sometimes the year, 2 hours of sunlight, you can only go out during that. You don't, you know, yes, yes, Northern Europeans, yes, Viking populations were known for being ravenous and murderous and all this other stuff. That's really just one small avenue of the background of it. They actually opened up with Russia today with their flatboats. They've dug them up in China, northern China. They've dug up hundreds of Vikings, their whole settlements, you name it, trading. It was an ancient trading empire. But they actually were very communal. Well, you can be communal in small groups of a few hundred people. And you can have little towns and little villages in Iceland with 400,000 people. No one ever said you can't have communes on a farm. You don't have them, though, with big cities and, you know, 100 million people. That creates hell on earth and the ultimate class system. But I'm already digressing. I don't even get off onto that. The point is, I was talking about North Korea. Trump is making a deal with North Korea. He's about to make a deal with the Palestinians if they'll take it. Pompeo says nuclear North Korea economy, the post-nuclear economy, will rival the South. And he said you're going to have electricity and you're going to have jobs and you're going to be able to go on vacations and you're going to be able to eat meat. And I saw some trendy publication go, oh, as if eating meat is the symbol of success. It sure as hell is in North Korea, where most people have never had any meat. That's the ultra rich. That's Korea speak right there. We're about to turn your lights on, baby. We're about to bring you into the 21st century. You're smart. You're hardworking. You're about to get emancipated from communism and the UN 60-something years ago that made the decision to let the communist Chinese run the North because the CIA had just put Mao Zedong into power 3 years before treasonously. And all that New World Order is getting overturned. All those stinking plans to keep huge groups of people in hell is being reversed. Trump is trying to reverse it. He said, I want victory for the planet. You know how much that upsets the globalists that have set this whole thing up? It makes them pull their hair out. So here is Kushner. Then I'll play BB, and then I'll play Trump. But this Kushner statement is powerful. This is the whole gist of everything Trump's doing. If he doesn't deliver on what he says he does, other people won't listen, like Gaddafi. Obama said, give us all your money, invest with us, open it up to the West, let your country be taken over by the West for industrialization, and we won't kill you. And he went to Europe and met with everybody. He's like, great, I want to be your friend. They set him up and killed him. You don't think the world didn't watch that treachery? So they could bring in a bunch of radical jihadis and murder tens of thousands of innocent people and kill every black they see on site because the Arabs are so racist? Here's Kushner.
In December of last year, President Trump announced to the world that the United States would finally recognize the truth, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. He also declared that we would soon move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and just 5 months later, we are standing on these grounds. While presidents before him have backed down from their pledge to move the American embassy once in office, this president delivered, because when President Trump makes a promise, he keeps it. But today also demonstrates American leadership. By moving our embassy to Jerusalem, we have shown the world once again that the United States can be trusted. We stand with our friends and our allies, and above all else, we've shown that the United States of America will do what's right, and so we have.
That's right. I mean, big deal, move an embassy.
Israel is a sovereign nation with the right to determine its own capital, the same right that is enjoyed by every other country in the world. In taking this action, the United States has also chosen to strengthen the bond between our two countries.
Oh, that's good. Now, understand, every time they try to give the Palestinians stuff, they blow up even more. They don't want to have a deal. They want Israel gone. So we're like, hey, you want Israel gone? That's not happening. Game over. You want to have a real discussion and act like adults? Let's do it. But you don't want that. Because everywhere in the Middle East is a squalid hellhole of people crapping on the side of the road and wiping their rear ends with their hands and just absolutely living in hell. And Islam has had golden periods. It's not always been like this. But since the Wahhabists and the Bedouins of Saudi Arabia, with all that oil money, got control of Islam in the last 50 years, we got a problem, Jack. We got a big problem. And you notice Trump went to Saudi Arabia first and said, knock it off. And believe me, when he was over there, they had, and I'm not even saying this is a good thing, but they had thousands of people hanging up by their ankles. The Al-Qaeda people got killed. All the princes that weren't in line, they got waterboarded and hung up by their ankles.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with transparency.
Okay, while we're all focused on the Israel situation, there's so much other news. And I'm going to cover this a little bit later when Milo Yiannopoulos is in studio with us here. BuzzFeed has an article out talking about there's a new feature with Facebook letting you know when there's Russian bots involved. Well, I mean, a Russian website or a Russian web crawler or a Russian sock puppet, every country, every company has these that's involved in this, can go out and post things. Just as somebody posts something, send an article you have with 1,000 comments, doesn't mean you're a Russian agent. They have us in there. Because Dan Lyman is setting up a European bureau, and he lives in Switzerland with his wife. He's an American. That's coming up. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, so now there's this idea that if you are independent media and you have a foreign bureau, that you're run by it. And it says that it has a manager in Switzerland. What does that even mean? You know why we have a Europe bureau? Because we're on planet Earth. And it's great having somebody 7-8 hours ahead of us. And we got Paul Watson and his brother Steve Watson. But see, they didn't say, look, he's foreign run. I hadn't even seen that one article you put up. Good Lord. Look, he's foreign run now. They don't go, oh, look, from England, because England's too friendly to us, you know. We celebrate the Queen and all this other weird anti-American stuff now. So that's not alien enough, but did I tell you, InfoWars is managed from Switzerland? Yeah. Well, I sure wish. You know, this morning, Dan Lyman, I wish he'd have told me what I should cover first. That's like Maxine Waters, Mad Maxine. We got to find that clip again where she says, Putin, he tells Trump what to do, the slogans. Drain the swamp, lock her up. Putin told Trump that over the phone. You're like, you're a lunatic, lady. Unbelievable. I can't even keep track of it anymore. Like, I meant to cover the Jade Helm thing. That's it. All over the news, everywhere, saying that the Russians ran that and told me to say there was a military exercise called Jade Helm that was going to take over Texas. I never said they were taking over Texas. It listed Texas as hostile and said it was a drill to practice martial law, which they later confirmed. But this is the level of disinfo. There are no Russian influences here, but Daria, who's been in the U.S. Army and her parents moved over here to get away from the Soviet Union. And I tell you, she's a great employee. We need to find some more Russians if they're all this good. But, I mean, imagine in America, I got to sit here and say to the liberals, who are always about open, free society and all this stuff, hey, I'm not a Russian, and it's okay to have somebody with a Russian background work here, right? Like it's okay, right? Because you're like worse than McCarthy could have ever imagined. McCarthy was going after real communists in our government, and it turned out he was correct. Remember, he said, it's weird. Big foundations and the army are involved. I've now learned at the highest levels, propping up the Soviet Union. That's when the witch hunt was ended. When he was just setting up a police state, the globalists liked it. But as soon as he went, wait a minute, we're running it from here, it was like, oh, no. It was like a record skipping or a car wrecking, that noise when it slams on the brakes. No, 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 McCarthy. You're too good a bloodhound. You actually found out the whole paradigm conspiracy. Just like they said, oh, we never wiretapped the president-elect or the president. Oh, there's no conspiracy of a bunch of Democrats to do that. And, of course, they did do it illegally. They did lie to Congress, and it's a conspiracy. So I'm yet to get to Netanyahu, but that was after doing the break. We have CNN on in the coffee room. It's like, Netanyahu's got blood on his hands, 50-something dead. Yeah, rioting people throwing rocks and, you know, suicide bombers and the rest of it. And then now it's all Netanyahu's fault. And again, I'm not even defending Netanyahu. There's stuff about him I don't like. But every time Israel does something, it's all over the news, and we know about it, and it's an outrage. Just like when there's a school shooting, we hear about it ad nauseum. But the thousands of stabbing deaths, or the thousands of baseball killings, or the thousands of murders in Chicago every year, got 50-something kids killed in mass shootings every year on average. 50-something. That's a terrible number. But over 2,000 killed every year in Chicago for a decade running, 4,000-plus shot. You don't know their names. You don't take those victims and put them up, and they're like cause celebs, household names like David Hogg. Again, they ran ads in the mid-'80s and the late 70s and early 70s over and over again after Jaws came out. When new Jaws's would come out, they would see at seashore towns up to 50%. You can look this up. 50% reductions in people coming to the beach. You've got on average 7 to 10 great white killings globally every year, most of them in Australia. But people all think that if you go swimming, Jaws is going to eat you. Got a better chance stepping on a dirty needle or glass or, you know, stepping on a stingray or something. But you know, you don't have a big chance of a great white shark eating you. Maybe a couple hundred shark deaths total a year, but there's a perception that it is absolutely everywhere, just like Israel. Everything Israel does, we know all about, we hear all about constantly in the so-called pro-Israel media here in the U.S., but that's not what it is. They want the Vatican and the U.N. running Israel as part of this world government plan, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to go to break. I got sidetracked, but this is incredible. This is amazing. Notice the new Facebook feature doesn't show you other Facebook things that are run from overseas, only pro-Trump. See, we're being singled out, and I can't believe they couldn't find a Russian bot or two. And Russia's a big country. There's got to be somebody in Russia promoting InfoWars. We've got a lot of fans over there. They call anybody, you know, a bot. They call me a bot. But think about that. All they could find was Switzerland. Wow, we're going to break, cover all this with Milo on the other side. By the way, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, like I said, I don't normally cover Stormy Daniels, but she's really getting in hot water now, and her lawyer is lashing out and threatening to sue people if they talk about his past or anything. You're a public figure, bro. So that's all coming up. And so much more. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. I haven't even plugged yet this hour. We've got a bunch of specials, 50% off, that are about to end on the fluoride-free Super Blue family of toothpaste and dental health care products, dental hygiene products. 50% off also on Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off on Icarin, liver and kidney cleanse, and so much more. But a lot of these specials are about to end.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters in the fully automatic
weapon. Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a plan in motion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things
that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are live. And we have Milo Yiannopoulos, best-selling author, Firebrand, Patriot in the studio with us for the next hour. Then the man running against Mad Dog, Maxine Waters, is going to be joining us. Mr. Navarro is going to be joining us. That should be very, very...
Brave man.
Very, very interesting. I'll tell you, she's vicious.
She's sort of got that thing, you know, like I always say about liberals who are really up against it. You know, like a dog that's just about to die, and they get sort of the most vicious and deranged just before they expire. Sort of been kicked to death, and it doesn't care anymore, and it'll lash out and bite. She's got that sort of look on her face.
Well, listen, she starred in The Dark Crystal back in the early 80s.
The Skeksis.
Yeah, I mean, she's been, you know, around a while. You know, she also played Darth Sidious in Episode 4 of Star Wars.
It's funny because they keep having these errors in the credits where they credit somebody else for the role, and she must be very mad.
She's amazing. No, but getting serious here, you've got a lot on your plate. I got a lot of questions and things I want to talk to you about the war on free speech. Mm-hmm. You were kind of patient zero. They went after you first. Now they're doing it to everybody. But this latest thing is, right here, Facebook goes, oh, look, we have a feature that shows which pro-Trump Facebook pages are run from overseas, Milo. And it goes, oh, my God, someone's posting officially on InfoWars from Switzerland showing we're foreign run. So now it's not even Russian because they can't find anything Russian going on there.
They're now claiming that InfoWars is Swiss.
I mean, it's a Swiss conspiracy.
All the best things in the world. Chocolate, peace, brotherly love, and InfoWars. They're all from Switzerland.
Well, we have a reporter who's married a European lady, but he's Dan Lyman, and he reports for us from Switzerland.
Right.
But now, I guess, if like...
Gosh, if you're an international news organization that happens to have a bureau somewhere else, what happens to the BBC's Moscow bureau? Are they suddenly going to be posting from Russia? What about CNN when they dispatch reporters to Damascus? Or to,
well, that's what I'm getting at. These tricks they're playing to claim we're foreign run are getting more ridiculous.
This is about the most American company I've ever walked in, I got to tell you. No, this is a perfect example of their selective application of rules. Rules that are deliberately kept vague, deliberately kept ill-defined. Twitter is, of course, the master at this. They have abuse and harassment and targeted you-know-what rules, which it's never really made clear, and they refuse to make it clear what they mean by any of that stuff. And they do that on purpose. They do it so that they can selectively apply those rules to damage their ideology.
What did you make of the CEO? Because you said he's launching a jihad against conservatives, libertarians, free thinkers. He came out, Jack Dorsey, as you know, a month ago and said, we're in a civil war, and we're going to, quote, crush conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
A Medium post that said there can be no more reconciliation between Republicans and Democrats. There can be no more, you know, happy, all getting along, whatever. What needs to happen now in America is that the Republicans need to be effectively extinguished. They need to be eradicated from public life. And that's what the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, reposted on Twitter with his endorsement. He's like, yes, this is very thoughtful. Was one of his co-founders, and Jack Dorsey retweeted it. We already know, of course, through the principles and practices and behavior of the company that he runs, what his beliefs are. But increasingly, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. This is not a neutral public platform. This is not a platform that is welcoming of all political views. Twitter, just like Facebook, just like all these other Silicon Valley giants, are now being increasingly brazen about the fact that conservatives are the enemy and they want to extinguish us wherever they can. Or even just libertarians, of course.
But they're such classically the bad guys. And then they misrepresent what we've said to ban us. They banned you for making fun of the new women's Ghostbusters. And the one thing they fear more than anything is humor. When we put something out really funny,
that's the one they go for. That's why they got me off Twitter. And it's interesting. My team on Facebook, we have a small team that runs the Facebook page. Just a couple of guys. They track this stuff for us. They try to pay attention to what gets suppressed.
Small crew of Russians.
Just a small crew of Moscow mules.
Everything's out of Moscow. They're magical. It's like a genie. If you have a Russian, you just go.
I want trillions of dollars,
and it kind of craps it out.
It makes you just want to go to upset them, just to get under their skin. I mean, Lauren Southern, I think, has gone over to Russia. I don't even know what she's doing over there. It's just amusing that she's there. I think it's annoying people just being there. We should all do some kind of pilgrimage to Moscow.
I want to go to Israel. First, because I've always wanted to go to Israel. It's so historic, but also they always accuse me of working for Israel because I don't want to blow Israel up. Plus, even if I hated Israel, which I don't, they have 200 nukes. They're not going to go away. That's a whole other subject.
Yes. look, I mean, the what's becoming increasingly obvious is this nexus of, established media, Silicon Valley companies, all the various powers in the American establishment, in civil society, are now rounding on anyone who, is sufficiently brave to express an opinion that wanders outside the
main. Which, by the way, not wanting to blow Israel up, just not hating Israel, how does the media go from being somewhat pro-Israel to like...
No, that's a hate crime now. Not describing Israel as barbaric, human rights violating, apartheid enforcing, conquering. Well, of course, Israel is committing the ultimate historical sin, according to the left, which is colonialism, by conquering more lands around it. It's like, oh, they're just as bad as...
And then everybody wants into America, or they want into Israel. Everyone wants to get away from Islam to turn it back into Islam. And everyone wants to get out of California to turn Austin into California.
This is a country that is surrounded by aggressive, violent terrorists who are constantly hurling missiles, across the border and all the rest.
And blowing their kids up. And here's my deal. The media never covers when the Arabs are killing each other by the millions, but then when a bunch of rioters are trying to break into Israel and some get killed, and I'm sad that happened, it's like, oh my God!
35,000, they call them protesters, which we know is media code for left-wing riot.
Oh, did you hear there was like four or five suicide bombers today, little kids that got blown up, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, they're protesters.
Oh, well,
reportedly, one little girl like blew 30 feet in the air.
When the Palestinians do this stuff, it is, of course, them reaching for desperate means to express themselves and to reclaim, their historical heritage after the horrors have been inflicted on them. When Israel,
I'm just not going with them. I used to be more neutral on this, but now that the whole leftist media and George Soros has confirmed they want to destroy Israel, it's like, wow, I have the same enemies Israel does.
Exactly. I was never really, I'm Jewish, my mom's Jewish, but I was raised Catholic. I've never had a particular affinity for the Jewish faith or Jewish people enormously, especially. I was always fairly neutral on the Israel-Palestine question. I could kind of see bits of both sides.
Me too.
But when you... I gotta say, we live in an era where you gotta, my enemy, when I look at the massed ranks of the enemy, all the people who hate me, the people who hate
billions of Muslims, and everybody, how many, what is it, 40 million in Israel? We gotta blow Israel up, this little tiny place, but Islam gets everything!
When I look at the hypocrisy and the double standards and the utterly uniform opinion about this country, and I see the same thing happening with respect to Israel that has happened to me and my friends and the people that I admire, it tells me very clearly who the bad guys really are. So, sign me up. I will be the last unreconstructed Zionist in America, if that's what it takes me up.
All I know is...
I'm in. I'm done.
Well, look at how the globalists want to take down George Washington statues now. It's the same stuff here, man. It's communist garbage funded by billionaires. We'll be back with Milo.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I've been trying to get Milo on for about 3 weeks since there was that viral video of him in New York, people chanting, "Nazi, Nazi, get out." So I just was reminded of that. We'll play that in a minute and just get into this whole free speech issue. But that almost happens to me now when I go out. Most people shake my hand. A lot of classical liberals like me when I go to downtown Austin. But there's that trendy type that thinks it's a coming of age to get Alex Jones or get Milo Yiannopoulos. We'll talk about that and a bunch of other issues. And then I'll try to open the phones up some for Milo in the next hour. Before we go any further, we're talking about the article that they put out about Paul Watson and I, and Paul Watson's taking my crown. I said, "What'd you think of that article, Milo?" He'd read it. He said, "Let's drive a wedge between two, you know, dynamic duo." Well, of course, Paul knows that. I know that. But I went on I said, well, what about all these fake lawsuits? He goes, well, it's just that. It's just to drain you. That's why we're defeating these lawsuits. A bunch of them have been thrown out, but they file more. That's why you've got to commit to get products you need and to support the broadcast in a military operation, in a free speech operation. This is an information war. We make it easy, folks. X2 is the purest iodine out there, deep earth crystal source. I told you they've only got enough of the crystals to do a few more runs. We think we're going to get another supplier and be able to continue to supply it. We've only had one of these shortages once before the last 5 years. X2, the good halogen, back in stock. And I'm going to offer it for 25% off again because I want you to try it. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminin, 400 plus milligrams, and it's got five other ingredients as well. That is 50% off. We've got the Icarin liver and kidney cleanse. Amazing. Find out about it. 40% off. We've got all the high quality fluoride free toothpaste products. Those are 50% off. But that's got to end in a couple days, and so does the special on DNA Force, 50% off. So that is ending Wednesday. It's got to because both those products are very close to selling out, and we won't get more in 4 months. So please think about us today. I want to thank all of you that do financially support us, but it's where you get a good product at a great price back. You support free speech. You support America. You support trying to get free market back. You support standing up against the globalists. We've come so far together. Just 5 years ago, they still denied there was world government. Now they admit their world government is falling apart. We have come so far, ladies and gentlemen. Now, going back to Milo Yiannopoulos, best-selling author of Dangerous.com, here with us, as Mark Twain famously said, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. They demonize you. They had fake PR stunts that you were over, that you were destroyed. They banned you on Twitter, but you're still just churning along there, getting the word out.
Well, just like you, I know that all of these things are designed, the piece about you and Paul, which is designed to sort of insinuate itself into your brain and kind of drive a wedge between two people who work brilliantly together, and who both of whom combined reach, you know, a larger audience than either of you individually would be able to. It's designed to get into your head like a little worm and just sow the seeds of doubt. And if you let it, they won't.
And it says that I bully Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the opposite. Paul's like a peer, and usually it's him calling me saying you've gone too far.
I mean, by left-wing standards, you speaking is bullying. By left-wing standards, me speaking is bullying because we're saying something that upsets or disagrees and we're not constantly whatever. You know, when I worked for Steve Bannon, I know people have very different opinions about Steve and how he sort of lost his way or whatever, but when I worked with Steve, it was a pretty grueling experience. You know, he was a hard taskmaster. He would scream, he would yell. I mean, he would fire people several times a day. Raheem Kassam, the editor of Breitbart London, I think got fired 4 times in a day. He said, you're fired, I never want to hear from you again. 2 hours later, he's like, where's that story I asked for? That's how a lot of, like, juggernaut, highly demanding people in business and media are. You, by comparison, are a charming pussycat compared to some of the people I've worked with. So obviously these allegations are
ridiculous. I only blow up when I ask for little lower thirds for years. and I'm not going to get them, so it just doesn't matter.
just a little something at the bottom of the screen that just says who I'm talking to.
And no, you know, when I blow up is like when my wife calls and then I got to sign something and then I like trip on cords and then someone else is there.
It's a building thing. No, look, I'm just saying, you know.
I rarely blow up.
In terms of.
But you read that article. Well, the funniest thing is, remember they finally released new Beavis and Butthead season after 20 years?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, they've got one where Beavis and Butthead decide they've been sexually harassed because women women are telepathically wanting them.
Yeah.
And then they accuse the judge of that. Did you know this EEOC complaint against me? It says Jones never made homosexual advances.
He was thinking it. He said he telepathically did it. So this is, I mean, that's the standard of proof, you know. It's just like, well, I'm sure he was thinking it. This is what, well, presumably where sexual harassment is going. No, I mean, you know.
Well, sure. What did Mike Judge know when he, that was like a couple of years ago that came out. Like, because I'm friends with Mike. I got to talk to him. I haven't talked to him in a while. But, again, how did he put that out 3 years ago where it's now telepathic?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so in the respect of blowing up, losing your temper, having a hissy fit, you're at like 0.1 Bannons, so you have nothing to worry about.
It's like Bannons.
0.1 Bannon. 0.1 Bannons. Yeah, Bannons is the scale, is the metric of hysterical temper tantrums. Anyway,
You're nothing compared to that. As the lawsuit stuff, it's just designed to all of your time is used up here, so that none of your time can be used up, you know, building new shows, building new
products. We're trying to do.
Of course, as you're always trying to do. This stuff is not an accident. It's a strategy. It is designed to consume your time and, most of all, to consume your emotional energy. Because each of us, even, you know, those of us who are...
So the left are psychic vampires. Let me ask you this. Why do they ruin everything they run? Why is everything about bullying when they're the biggest bullies? Why are they such horrible people? I mean, it just never ends.
Well, look, I mean, my view on this is that in many cases, these social justice warriors become arbiters of other people's behavior because they're unhappy with their own. They become arbiters of other people's psychology because they have something defective about their own. These people want to make everybody else miserable because they themselves are suffering. And you can see that when I went into that bar in New York, I went for a brunch. I went for Chadwick Moore, who's on Tucker Carlson all the time, another gay guy. Got fired, by the way, from the gay magazine he worked for writing a profile of me, which was insufficiently venomous. They're like, you haven't been mean enough about Marlon Opolis, so you're fired. Works with me now. We just went in there for brunch. Can you believe this? How far the left has moved from its previous mission of looking after minorities. Now they're getting between gay men and brunch. We just went in there, wanted to have lunch, and 30 of these, like, harpies, these screaming mental... One of them was like a meat mountain. I think she was a woman. You know, just this, this huge thing just charging at me. It was like being run at by a hill or something. You know, just like, I sort of could see my life flash before my eyes as this pink and purple pierced monster.
Are you sure it wasn't Grimace from McDonald's?
It was like a full solar eclipse for a second, you know, just a looming over. I was like, oh, that's it. I was like,
and I noticed you're like trying to pay the tab. They won't let you.
Just like it's over.
Nazi scum.
I've had a good innings. I've had a good life. I've had a nice time. I've got a good car.
Since you bring it up, let's go ahead and roll that tape from a few weeks ago. Here they are.
Nazi
scum, get out! Nazi scum, get out! Nazi scum, get out! Nazi scum, get out! Nazi scum, get out! Nazi scum, get out! Nazi scum, get out!
There's some reason to pause the video. Let's reload.
Get out.
The fun part about live radio and TV. Let's reload the clip. We have the clip back.
What you could hear there, though, which is the important bit, is this sort of cultic, repetitious, you know...
And they're mindset. Always fighting World War II with a Jewish gay guy.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is a Nazi, except them.
Yeah.
Who were the ones that actually chanted and kicked Jews out of bars.
Right. No, the irony is lost on them because they have this new weird definition of white supremacy, anti-Semitism, and white nationalism, which seems to boil down to, do you like Trump or not?
Let's try that clip again. Let's see if the second time's the charm. Here it is.
Nazi scum, get out! 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 Nazi scum, get out!
Everybody close.
Nazi scum, get out! Nazi scum, get out!
This is very invasion of the body snatchers.
You know, I knew that they would go on for hours. They would have gone on for hours if I just stood there. And I thought, you know, I'll just be dignified and gracious. I didn't have security with me, which is my own stupid fault, because I should know better than that. But I didn't want it to turn nasty. What the video they didn't post on the internet was when they sort of made a wall. Some walls are good for some things.
Well, that's what leftists do. They bump into you.
Right. They just bumped, you know, just bumped, wasn't it? But then, of course, they didn't post it. Anyway, there's a serious point here, which is not me. I don't care. I'm a big guy. I can look after myself. Like, I've, you know, resources and platforms and fortitude and all the rest of it. My worry is when people see stuff like that happening in real life or on the news, what happens to the ordinary Republicans and libertarians at home?
Oh, it's meant to intimidate everybody and send a message. Let me ask you this question when we come back in 2 minutes.
You know?
How did it start, though? Like the one person spotted you and then ran over?
Yeah, I just heard my name.
Like one flying monkey?
Yeah. I heard my name from somewhere else in the bar, and then I heard this woman say, "Let's do an action. Let's do an action." And then it all sort of spiraled out from there. We went out for a cigarette, and they all started booing. You know, they started yelling and screaming, booing. And then we tried to come back in. They would not allow us back to our table.
Well, that's how you fight Nazis, is you kick Jews out of restaurants. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.